Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate.
I'm just going to start off this with an apology because I've literally just got back from...
We've got the microphone set up right because we haven't checked the microphone.
I can hear you in there, yeah.
Can you?
Yes. Unfortunately, I can hear you in both ears. So I've just quickly got home from a class.
Yeah.
And very, very selfishly chugged down a garlic Kiev.
Oh, I don't mind that. I probably think garlic myself.
So as...
I'm back.
As we just recorded on here, I'll probably burp at you at some point.
Yeah, go for it, mate. Go for it.
Probably smells better than it normally does, to be fair.
I love garlic, by the way. I love garlic. No, I do. Oh, brilliant.
What about garlic on other people, though?
To be fair, because I eat that much garlic, I never really smell it on people. Do you know when people say, oh, I stink garlic, I'm thinking, I can't smell it.
When you used to deliver pizzas, did you used to like smell it coming through your skin?
No, but what used to be was, I never used to smell it coming through my skin, but next morning, I go to get in the car, and I'm like, oh, God! God, it stinks in here.
That's because of all the leftovers.
Yeah. But, no.
How's your week been?
My week has been good.
Only 4 on bounce?
Yeah, I think so.
4 on the bounce, 4 good weeks.
Yeah, good. Although I had a bit of an odd meeting today, but that's for off the pod. It's just one of those things where, I don't know. Anyway, it's all good in the hood.
All good. That's what we like to see. What have you been up to?
Work, and a bit more work. We've had steady eddy week, really. I mean, home life's been all right. Did Young Voices last night?
That's what I was waiting for. You had such a big night last night.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, work was crap.
Yeah.
Work was this. Was
to be fair.
Oh, you went to Little Voices. That's awesome.
I'm struggling to know what's going on in my diary more than a day in head. So, like, do you know some people who go, who, like, they must look at the diary and go, do you know, like, sort of look what's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't ever do that. To the point where I look at you and go, oh, crap, I've got that tomorrow. Oh, no. So I message you, can we move the podcast now? Because I completely forgot about something. So things come in my diary now. And I tell you what, now me and Amy have got a shared diary. It's in the diary. It's in the diary. I didn't really see it go in the diary. Because when you put things in yourself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to be fair, Promson says FY has been added to the diary. I just go, okay. But when I put something in myself...
I ain't got my invite to this diary yet.
True, fair, true. When I put something in the diary, it sort of like goes in there somewhere. Whereas when she puts something in the diary, yes, it tells me, but I've really not registered what it says.
You don't care, do you?
No, I've not registered. My brain's not registered because I've not physically done the physicality of putting it in my diary.
You don't care.
And then I forget about things. And I get in the neck. I told you,
so
it's in the diary.
So how are you going to get better?
Probably sit down on a Sunday night and go, right, I've got that Monday, I've got that Tuesday.
The only problem with that is when you sit down on a Sunday night and go, oh shit, I've got that tomorrow.
Yeah. I go, oh crap, I had that this morning, forgot about it.
Me operation.
Yeah. I said to put it with me.
That was Little Voices. I've never been Little Voices.
It's not called Little Voices.
What's it called?
Young Voices.
Young Voices.
I think it's Little Voices.
Just everybody in a room went, hey.
Shh. It's really good, yeah. This year we could see the kids. There's kids everywhere. My kids.
You shouldn't have gone blindfolded last year.
This was last year. So we're in Sheffield Arena. So you got the bowl of the stadium. And last year, normally, parents sit there, kids will sit opposite. The school's like opposite, you know, so they can get views and stuff.
Yeah.
So last year, we were sat, this is really good visuals, we were sat here,
and our
kids were sat here. So we was like all leaning, trying to look down. But you couldn't see because everyone's like, you know, looking across.
Doing
we physically couldn't see. And I was like, there was some emails. I went into school. Woo! Mrs. Mappers, she sent some emails.
Did she? Plural.
God.
This was last year.
Yeah. So, and then this year, at first I thought they've done it again to us.
They listened to me.
No, I thought they'd done it again to us. So the banner was like, so this time we was at the other side of the stadium, but we was on ground floor. So instead of being up, in the stand was like on the ground floor. First came and thought, oh, got floor seats, it's even better. Was right at the back on floor seats. So you couldn't actually see what was going on the stage. But I'm not too bothered because I'm more bothered seeing my child having fun. And so anyway, long story short, we sat down around this corner and the banner's there. We can't see the banner because we're on that angle, if that makes sense. And was like, they've done it again. done it so we can't physically see because of all the bodies.
Is it on purpose? Well, all the emails that your missus has sent, they've gone, show
we'll get them. But there was, the banner was there, but they was like just slightly this way, so they were lucky. So I could see Ava all night, swinging, just get right into it. You're loving life.
It's weird, isn't it, when you go and watch kids, because you watch during the performance, but let's be fair, you only really care about
people. Oh yeah, of course you do, yeah.
When I used to go watch Lexi dancing, or Andy dancing, I was only really interested in their dance. As good as, you know, you're there for the whole lot, let's be fair. And when they're dancing, they're the only people on
you
stage. Watch.
Yeah. We've got taekwondo this Sunday. Tony. Noah's got a taekwondo fight. It's Tony's a coach. Oh, right. So
set your other son.
Yeah, what I was going to say is, probably the one and only time that I'd be interested in other kids or even watching like Tony fight, because I've never seen it in its glory as in like kids going for taekwondo, like proper kicking each other. Yeah. Once I've watched it and gone, God, these kids are good. And we hear it be out window going, mate, where's my son? Couldn't care. Monkey's about to rest you lot. Yeah. Is this day nearly finished?
Is this one of them things that nobody really says but always thinks?
Oh, I think people say it. I'll be saying it as well. I'll watch the first few, I'll be like in awe of these kids just kicking each other, legs flying all over. I'm like, wow, it's amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I've seen it. Right, when's this finished, please? When's Noah on?
When's dinner?
Where's dinner? I mean, there, because I'm just going, God, these kids are amazing.
Grease dripping on the chin.
Got all these athletes. And then
I'm going to love talking about this.
Gonna say, yeah, we're not going to go, I could do this. Tony, give us adult fight class. I've done taekwondo, I did judo, but next time I'll be like, I had a 9-man once, me. I'll be telling everyone about, oh,
just all my glory. Up across the ring. I reckon I could take you.
Yeah. Kiddly on, yeah, I think I could take it.
That little guy over there.
Him on his knees.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. I've had a really, I don't think I've done anything this week.
Sorry, how was your week?
I don't think I've done anything. I'm not saying I wasted my weekend, but I had a weekend to myself and just did nothing.
But I think that's a good thing, though.
But there's a couple of things. My worry about this particular podcast, it could get really grumpy. So I'm going to try not to, but I've got a couple of things that I want to go through with you. This may be really vague, and it may be one to discuss further off the pod. But there's two things that's proper pissed me off this week.
Am I one of them?
No.
As you were.
my favourite phrase is, don't complain you've got wet feet if you're pissing into the wind.
Okay.
Basically meaning, stop doing that and moaning about it.
Yeah.
I can't bear it. And I felt like I've had that a lot this week. And the second one is, when you're pointing one finger at somebody.
Oh, there's three pointing back at you. Yeah, I love that saying.
Oh, and I just feel like I've had that this week.
Oh.
With a few different things. And I just can't cope with it. I don't want to be rude to people, but I just want to say, think of it from this point of view.
Yeah.
Just think of it from this point.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, I come across a lot of that. And I think society, mate, I don't want to get too deep and thingy, but I think as a society, we have no respect for our fellow man. Or there is respect there, but it's few and far between. I'd say that for a fact.
I think so. I think people live in their own little bubble.
Which is fine. There's a fine line here. Because there's a fine line of be your own butterfly, be your own element, do what makes you happy. Be careful of that. Don't be starting to do things because people want you to be that person.
Yeah.
But just be mindful how you behave. That might have an effect on someone else's life.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's just thinking about other people.
Do you know what? Here. And we are that one.
Yeah, so that I pondered. Let's say I pondered.
And a deep weekend. And you've been thinking.
Deeper, the better. Anyway.
Is that true?
That depends what you're doing.
I think for everything that's better, isn't it?
Drop a message in the comments. Is deeper better?
And when's deeper not better? That's what I want to know.
Anyway, right, we're going to talk about this week's topic. We're going to talk hobbies. Hobbies are things you'd like to try. Do you mind if I start this off?
Philly Boosh, mate.
This is part of... I know we've kind of touched on this a little bit before. I have no passion for anything. And what I mean by that is, you know when you talk to people and they're absolutely overwhelmed with something, like, I love cars, I love films, I love trees, whatever it is, the football team, we've got love for our family and stuff, but there's nothing that I can go, I just really, really, look, I'll follow that to the end of the earth.
I think I know one thing you've got, you're really passionate about.
Being deep.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I know I haven't. And do I want someone that's that?
No, that doesn't.
But maybe by trying new things in hobbies and stuff like that, I might find it. We both know we haven't found the thing that we're good at yet.
That is true.
And I think maybe that's it. Maybe if I found something that I thought I was good at, I could be... I feel like I want to do something, go all in with it.
Go deep.
Go deep. Go deep or go home.
But what though?
I don't know.
Oh, right, okay.
And I think that's part of my problem is that I don't know what that could be. I don't know if that would be a sport, a hobby. I don't know. I get phases of stuff. Like, I don't know. I can't give you an example. Like, even people go, just talk, they'll know loads about the grass and be passionate about the grass. Mm. Barbecues. You love a barbecue, don't you?
Do you hear barbecue?
I think they're overrated.
I dial up inside every time you say I hear barbecue. So, by the way, I have barbecue and I go, I'm inviting him. You can whistle. Yeah.
But I won't say you were passionate about barbecues.
Oh, I'm passionate, mate.
You know, like when you're marinating your meat for 3 days before.
And I do a barbecue as well.
Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So I don't want this to be a grumpy pod. But I've got some things that I'd like to try, hobbies wise.
Yeah.
Would you say you have a hobby now?
No.
No.
So my hobbies, this is what I class as my hobbies. Playing football. I turn up. I don't know about playing, but I turn up. I play chess.
I
quite like chess. But I have to be in the right frame of mind. And if I get distracted, my logic goes out the window. So like, if
I'm like that with the chest.
When I'm in a game, if I'm concentrating, I'm all right. And then all of a sudden, someone distracts me. I come back, and then my train of thought of what I was planning on doing is completely gone. And that's it. I'm struggling.
Just kick board over.
I've got some of my phone, so I'm it at wall. But yeah, so I like playing chess, and I've got quite good at chess. I'm not
saying that was a hobby.
I'm not saying I'm really good at it, but I've got good. Or better.
I'm just trying to think if you have to define a hobby as
well. I like going for cycle rides, although I've not been for over a year, and my bike's been in your shed for over a year.
Yeah, which is, again, something I like, but it's not, I wouldn't have said it was a hobby, because I don't think I do it regularly enough.
I used to like fishing, but I couldn't stop that. Running joke.
Wondered why he stopped. Too emotional.
Yeah.
Kept joking. Obviously, we used to do like triathlons and stuff.
Yeah.
And that what I would say was a hobby, because I think it's something that you regularly do. Mm. So I don't know. Do we need one?
Yeah. I think it's good to have a passion of something.
I do. I think it's good. And I don't necessarily think it has to be something that consumes you, but just enjoy doing something.
Yeah.
But,
so I'll go back to where I think you have a hobby.
Okay.
You like jigsaws?
I do, but I do one a year.
Oh, welcome. I've been around before you've had a jigsaw. More than once.
It takes me a year.
more than once in a year, I'm sure you have. But yeah, I'd have said you like jigsaws.
I do, I like that. Yeah, I like stuff.
You like playing FIFA?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd cast that as a hobby.
On a scale? Could you go like to an e tournament and play? Yeah. Are you not that good? I don't know.
I just don't have a love for it that much.
Okay.
I tend to play it on board.
Okay.
Or something just triggers me to go, I'll just have a game of that. Yeah. Clears my mind. I tell you what, because it clears my mind. So I don't, if you sat, even watching telly, you sometimes mind wanders.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're playing stuff like that, you're just almost in the game playing it. So it's good for you.
That's good. That's me.
So what would you like to try?
What would I like to try?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, when you was a kid, you've tried everything, haven't you?
Yeah.
Twice.
Well... I want to go back to a martial art.
Oh my god!
It's taekwondo. No. Like, it's one of those things where like I miss doing judo.
You miss cuddling.
Yeah. The problem with judo is the reason why I stopped is because I kept getting injured. No, I was doing triathlons at the time. I was doing triathlons at the time, and I kept getting injured. And obviously, out of the two, the one I enjoyed the most was triathlons.
Yeah.
So judo stopped, and then I never went back to it. Now, I'm not saying I want to go back to judo, but I don't. Maybe like boxing or something. Do you know something that's got a bit of discipline to it?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel I need that sort of
boxing's
hobby.
Great for an exercise.
It is, but once again, I don't like getting punched in the face. Yes. I don't.
Be good at it then.
I don't think I'm fast enough anymore.
Don't be shit in the world.
But yes, I don't mind having some sort of martial art back. But what that martial art looks like, I don't know. It could be Tai Chi for all I know. Is it a martial art?
That's the things you put in breathing. Food,
or green tea?
Tai Chi?
Lychee?
Is that them little sprinkle things you put in your food?
No, Tai Chi is like a...
Like Mr. Miyagi, is that?
Yeah. Speaking of that, I say what I've always been interested in.
Bonsai trees.
Buddhas.
You look like one.
No, you dickhead. Say that back now.
Sorry.
Put a yellow jumpsuit on. Oh, my God. You. That's slanderous to a bald man.
Sorry. That was bad. That was bad. I'll take that back. I apologize.
I find that fascinating, how people get into, like, do you know the...
Again, that is... There's one
at Pocklington, a Buddhist place. I want to go. Ava's going on a school trip.
It was like my dad. It was like my dad.
Dad? She thinks she's Matrix. Lots of me walking around. Oh, but you know, you see people like balancing on the end of a sword and stuff like that. I'd love to do that. I'd love to go on a hunger diet for like 40 days.
I've just been really stereotypical. Climb up one of them brick things with like a million steps.
Yeah.
Just sit at the top and meditate. Yeah.
I'd like meditate? Oh, I thought you did something else. Damn it, I'm out.
Masticate.
Yeah, I fucking did some better.
Chewing your food.
Oh, every time I have a mug, I thought it was well. I think I was meditating.
There probably are. There's got to be a lot of weird stuff that goes on that we don't really realise.
But yeah, something that's like proper left field. I'm having a crack at something. I like that. What are you thinking of it wise?
Well, I've split mine up. So I think with everything that hobbies or things you'd like to try, there shouldn't be a barrier. You can get there if you really wanted to get there. But I've split mine up into two areas. My realistic ones, things I like to, and what I would class my pipe dreams as. Do you want my realistic ones first?
Yeah.
This first one will really annoy you.
Can I see you fly a plane?
Learn to play an instrument. Something I could definitely do.
Can you remember the last time you tried to play an instrument?
Yeah.
What was it, the kazoo you tried doing?
The kazoo, no, it was my ukulele.
Oh, right, yeah. That...
My ukulele is just gathering dust and mortars. Yeah. Again, it's something I could do, and nothing's stopping me from doing it other than my own born idleness. My second one is, I've always said, if I ever got married, this would be my stag do. And we'd rent a van and then just go do
murdering
good things
people.
For people.
Conducting people and murdering.
Yeah. And we'd just go do good things for people. Like, if somebody wanted a settee moving in Southampton, we'll drive to Southampton and go and move somebody's settee just for fun.
That's your stag do.
Yeah.
Can we go drinking? Can we go abroad and go drinking?
Obviously, I'm not going to get married, am I?
I'm hoping you never get married now.
Yeah.
You could do that anyway, outside of stag do.
Yeah, I know. These are things that I could do.
Should we do it?
We could do it.
I quite like your reasoning.
This could just be a podcast.
I can't bother to be. Oh.
Could it? And my other one is home repairs. Like, things like, well, I've got any tiling and plumbing. I could learn that stuff. I could if you did it.
You look at a spanner and get calluses.
I know, I would.
And blisters. And...
I've got very gentle hands.
Yeah, you could learn it.
There's nothing stopping me from learning things like that.
Mm.
And what bugs me is you just got to have a go at it, haven't you? We both found it. Just give it a go. Yeah. I built some decking. Mm. It weren't that hard.
Hey, no, I gave you on that one.
Did that. My pipe dreamers. Pipe dreams. So, fly first class.
Oh, I can see you flying. I thought you said fly a plane.
Stop looking at my fly.
I was going to say, there's no chance you're flying a plane.
Either fly first class or go on a private jet. I could do that. I mean, I'd have to save a lot of money to do it.
So, why? I'm not mocking it. I'm not mocking it. One
I just think it looks like a little bit of luxury. You know, when you see people on these like private planes, and they're spending like 15 grand just flying. I mean, you've got to go long haul, haven't you? You want to be on there a long time. Just looks like a bit of luxury, and a bit different. Mm. Having a shower on an aeroplane, that'd be a bit weird, wouldn't it? But a bit unique. Mm. I mean, I don't know why I thought of that. I mean, you'd have caviar.
Yeah, what can you say?
And champagne. But I just like to have a wash.
It's fine.
I'm a clean person.
Yeah. See, I find flying an inconvenience.
Yeah.
The whole thing, from start to finish. But even if I was sat with my feet up, someone's massaging me, then that's a bit different. But the whole thing's inconvenience.
Yeah, but if you
get massaged on.
But we've only ever flown cattle. Is that what you call it? Cattle class.
Yeah.
Squashing knees to your chest.
Yeah.
Sat next to somebody you don't like.
Yeah. But them in first class still smell my farts.
No,
they're not. See that curtain that's stopping it.
No, because they'll have like little aircon, it'll just suck it out.
It's worth doing. Sucking it out, where'd I sign up?
Again, another one, a little bit of a pipe dream. I'd like to run my own business, work for myself. Could do that.
That could be up on it. It's not a pipe dream, that. That could.
I think they're all, none of them are impossible, are they? If you really wanted to do them, none of them are impossible. And the other one, I quite like to tattoo someone.
I'd like to tell me if you want.
Could I?
Yeah, if you can get a tattoo gun and it's clean, it's thingy, I'll let you do it.
You can buy them on it.
No.
You can.
And I can, but I'm not letting you do it like that.
You just said I could not. You're taking away
the clean. I just said as long as it's clean, sanitized.
I'll spit on it.
Yeah, exactly. We have grubby hands as well. They've shit on their fingernails and all sorts. work for yourself, do your own business. Jackpot came, you've done it, mate.
I know, but it wasn't a full-time thing, was it? I'd quite like to wake up in the morning and think,
I have to work today. Yeah, work yourself. Yeah. Fuck it, I'm not here today. Why did you just employ yourself? Because I thought, fuck it.
It'd be brilliant, this, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Pay the bills, you say.
Who needs to do that? I'll let you tell me if we can do it clean and sanitise wise.
Yeah. Do I get to choose what and where?
No. Oh. Well, it'd be going somewhere where not people can see. Well,
I don't want to go that way.
Yeah, look there. Pulling my ass.
Oh. No. No, no, not all. And I've got another couple of bits. And these are just things that I've noticed this week. In fact, not just this week, but I'd like to. These aren't really hobbies, but things I've sort of observed. I'd like to be able to walk down the street next to somebody or walking towards somebody. I have to cross the road because I get worried that they think I might jump them. So
are you not worried they're going to jump you?
No, I'd like it. You know, because I like to, certainly at the moment, it's quite dark. So I've walked home from tonight.
You walk around with a hood up, balaclava on. No wonder.
Well, I have my hood up and I've got a pretty big beard at the moment. So I'm thinking, I don't want you to be uncomfortable. So I'm going to cross the road.
Wow.
And I did that tonight.
How deep are you
thinking? And then crossed
the
road and there was somebody there. And she must have thought, why is he cross the road? Yeah.
So you went back across and they thought, why?
I just walked it middle of the road. Run over twice.
How deep are you thinking?
I know, honestly.
I'm walking down the street going,
blink.
Breathe. Pick your ear.
Yeah. And the other one, I've seen so many people over the last few weeks riding the bike with no lights. These are adults. So I'd like, if anybody needs some bike lights, just let me know. I'll buy you some. They're like £4. And I'd like to just do something like that and just, I don't know, just walk around the streets going, I don't know, here's some bike lights.
And then people going, yeah, paedophile grooming kids giving bike lights away.
What a weirdo him. He's walking in the middle of the road. nice gestures. I quite like to do something nice. Yeah.
But we know no such thing as a good deed. What are you trying to get out of it?
I just want people to get knocked over.
It's not a problem. Why do you think it's
not? But what if my mum was to knock somebody off the bike and hurt them. It'd seriously devastate somebody like that.
Mm.
And I just think it's very selfish. Let's go right back to the beginning of this pod. It's very selfish. People going, I can ride the bike. I don't care about lights. You're not going to tell me what to do. Sometimes I don't like people.
Yeah.
I've had a great rant.
But you giving someone lights ain't going to stop. Ain't going to solve the world, is it?
No.
But it's like giving... Well, this isn't
but it makes them, but... it makes the opportunity for them to be safer better. And if so, like I say, if somebody knocks them off, they're absolutely going to blame that person that's run them over. They're not going to go, my fault, didn't have any lights.
Yeah.
Whoa, what a wally I am wearing a black coat.
But then when it comes to somewhere else in need, they'll go, where's that guy? Give me someone free. Where's he gone now? Oh, this is stupid society.
Yeah.
Always someone with a hand out.
There is. And it'd be nice to fill that hand.
With shit. big turd on there.
Bunch of fives right in the face.
I'm not against that. That's good.
Just think maybe the world would be a nicer place if we did nicer, more things.
Yeah.
I'm deep. Just give us a minute while I have a come
back. Yeah, thinking deep these years.
I know. Too much time and going,
I wonder if that,
wonder what would happen if that bird flew upside down.
What would happen if the bird flew upside down? Would it like hurt us towards the ground? Like, I don't know because I got that one. I don't know. Just had a moment there where I was trying to figure out myself.
I know.
I tell you what, blackbirds, magpies, should I say. Magpies, not blackbirds. They're different. Magpies. Bloody everywhere. Your mind. Jesus. I've never seen so many magpies. Everywhere.
I said this to somebody once. I don't know if I know what a magpie looks like. What's the difference between a magpie and a blackbird?
One's black and a magpie's got a white belly.
Oh, a white belly. Don't they have a white beak?
A white beak?
That thing up front of the face?
A white beak?
Do they not have
like an orangey beak? I don't know, the white. His belly's white. It's black. It's like a black. His coat's black. His feathers are black. They've got like a bit of a like a bluish shine through it.
Like an emo.
Yeah, to be fair, they do look like an emo. But the black and white magpies, and then a raven or a blackbird, is just fully black.
I don't even think I've seen one.
What, a magpie?
I see a lot less nature recently.
I'm seeing more.
Dear.
Honestly, today it's a point where, like, I salute magpies. This is why I'm bringing it up. So I salute magpies and say, all right, Mr. Magpies, you did something. Don't know where I've got it from, but I've got
it. You did. What if it responded and went, yeah, it's a bit shit.
Good luck. Anyway, right, so, and I used to do that, every so often, not as often. I find myself, like, every time I'm in Cairo going to my, I'm like, hey, Mr. Magpie, Mr. Magpie. And I'm like, what's going on? Why is there, like, millions of magpies everywhere? Even to the other day, I went with Noah to cricket. There's about 12 of them.
Did you say hello to all of them?
Well, I was like, all right, Mr. Magpie, as you did.
As you and your friends.
Well, one's good enough. But they sat on, like, a fence, like, looking to cars going past. I'm like, that's not normal. What scavenging?
Maybe I don't pay.
Do you know what it was like? Do you know on Dumbo and then birds sat on the wire and they're all having a chit chat? It was like that. They were all sat on a fence looking into the road and I was like, that's weird.
Do you think they're going to be following you?
No.
Because I'll tell you what, I ain't seen many cats recently.
Yeah, I've seen cats.
Because I meow at a cat. If I see a cat, I like to just meow.
Yeah,
and I haven't done that for a long time.
But my mum's got two cats. So I see them like regularly. Give me a kick up ass. Give me a kick up ass.
You like
it? That's what's been going on weirdly in our house. Every day we've come home for the last I don't know how long. Let's say 3 or 4 days, maybe more. Lex has been playing on her own.
Ooh.
In one bedroom. So it's not as if all Lex have come on. Just one Lex has come on. Same Alexa every time.
Say Alexa again. See if anybody's.
Alexa, play Dad Tells podcast. I don't think we ever listened to it. Play episode one.
Oh, she's playing now. She'll start.
Yes, Alexa. Alexa's playing music when we come on.
It's funny you said that because, like, this weekend, I thought I was hearing noises. You know, like, sometimes my pictures will just drop off wall because chewing gum's worn out. And I'm like, what have they heard here? But, like, you don't find anything.
I have to walk in and go, Alexa, off. Alexa, off. Yeah.
So do you think somebody's coming in your house?
No, I don't think so. I think it's next door and they're in the bedroom and they're saying it pretty loud and she's picking up and kiss over. Kiss
over. It's not like a child ghost.
Oh, well, I'd take that. A bit of entertainment. You're doubling ghost, do you? At your age.
I've never seen one, so I don't suppose I've not even... I've never seen a, like, one of Ferrero egg things, but...
Ferrero egg? Being a Fabergé egg?
That's the one.
Ferrero Rocher. I've seen a Ferrero Rocher egg.
It's shops. Kinder.
Wait, is that some sort of rare egg, Fabergé?
I don't know. It's quite a posh egg, isn't it? I'll get it when I get on the...
A posh egg?
Is it?
I think they're just... There's not many of them. It's made by an artist, which makes it...
Oh.
It's not like a bird shit it out. Do you know what I mean?
What are you mad about? We're absolutely rambling here. Let's wrap this up. I will see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
Keep smiling.
See you safe.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.